Rav Vasser Perkei Mishnah Dalet Hakone Shnei Ilanos Besoch Stei Chavero. If I have a whole orchard full of trees and you want two of them, so I'll sell them to you. Hareze Lokana Karka. What I'm intending to give you is just the two trees you purchased. You know, it's like nothing exactly coming to mind with an exact analogy, but that's it. Anyways, the point is, I'm giving you the trees that you can exploit. You can take the figs off them every year, whatever the story is. But the karka all belongs to me. And therefore, and Rabbi Meir Omer, kana karka. Rabbi Meir says, no, already with two trees, person's purchasing would be buying the trees and the land beneath them. The big nafkmin will be, if the tree dies, can you plant a new one? If it's your land, you can plant a new one. If it isn't your land, you can just cut the tree and take the wood, but the land belongs to me. Higdilu. Now, what happens if the trees grow? So you bought these fig trees, and I had a feel around it. Now your trees start to get very, very big. By getting big, they're casting shade on my property, which I don't want. So then what I'd like to do is just prune them down to the old size. But I can't. Lo yishapeh. According to the Tanakhama, the owner of the field cannot prune the purchaser's trees. Why? Because when I sold you the trees, I was retaining all the land for myself, which meant, obviously, I understand that your trees are going to cast shadow on my land. So if that's true, so then wherever they grow, that's your prerogative. There's no limits. No one's taking the tree. The tree is sitting there and producing. The guy can't afford to... There's a huge, rich, you know, fig manufacturer. No, fig manufacturer. And I have this massive orchard of 1,000 fig trees. And you're like a small guy, and you want to... Yeah, and you can't afford to buy your own orchard, but you want to start small. You want to buy one fig tree at a time. So you go to me and you say, can I buy two of your fig trees? And I agree. So I'm retaining the orchard for myself. You're just going to, you know, start doing the fig business, slowly, slowly. So the land isn't sold with it, says Tanakhama. Rameer says it is, but Tanakhama says it isn't. And the din is it is not. Now, va'ola mina geza, so then what grows out of the trunk of the tree, like above ground, shalom, belongs to him. This is confusing. The him here, all of a sudden, is the tree owner. And you own the tree, you own what's above ground. Mina shirashim, shel balakarka. What grows below the ground, the root system, that's still going to belong to the field owner. Okay? So you're just buying, essentially you're buying trees for the wood and the output. Vimesu, if a tree dies, or the trees die, ein lo karka, the purchaser of the tree has no right to replant there because the land isn't his. He could take he could cut the tree down at the stump and take it with him for timber, but he can't actually use the land for a new tree. However, kana shlosha, kana karka, once a person buys three trees, it can be assumed that he was buying a little mini orchard amidst the bigger one, and therefore he owns the three trees plus the land to service them around them. We're talking dafka, that the trees are like in a triangle, so there's like a, it's not likely a person would plant the field owner would plant amidst this purchaser's trees, like already getting them, you know, it's shady, etc. already. So if it's in a straight line, this wouldn't be true. It has to be like not in a straight line, three trees, because otherwise you could plant rows of vegetables between the three trees. Yeah? Between tree one and tree two, you can plant vegetables, etc. Also, we're assuming that the trees are within 16 amos, 8 meters, you know, 32 feet, roughly, of each other. Otherwise, they're scattered. They're together, then they're together. And they're more than 4 amos apart, so that the plow can go through them.
Who buys the tree? It's really affecting leasing the land. I mean, in addition to it.
He's owning land. Well, you see, if he's buying three trees, the idea is, I'm buying a million. Oh, the two trees? No, he's just getting rights, access rights, but the tree is... Only above ground trees are his. Doesn't make sense, or does?
Huh?
That's what you're buying. You're buying the...
Because he doesn't own the root system as well. If he would die, he would find that land again.
Right. Exactly right.
That's maybe one of the ones that pulls it out.
He'll have to do that. Yeah. Now... So now, follow the logic here. If I sell you three trees and they meet those criteria and they're more than 4 miles apart, less than 16 miles apart in a triangle, so the whole land area becomes yours, the trees and the land. Now, what land is it? It's land around the trees to harvest them, which is like two amos around, right? Yeah. Now, what happens if? So now you get from where your figs end on your one of the figs that trees I told you, you have a two amma extension around that, so you can get with your basket and walk around and collect your figs every year. Now, what happens if higdilu? What happens if your trees are bigger and bigger and bigger, and now encroaching on my territory again? This time, now yishapeh, I am allowed to prune them. Once they pass that two amma line, I can say no, they're encroaching on my territory. The difference is, in the first case, since I didn't give you any territory, it was implicit that wherever the trees take up, that's yours. You're allowed to take up space, and take up space. Whereas in the second case here, you had your land. This is your orchard, and you have place to it. Once your thing's outgrowing your bounds, you're in my bounds. I didn't give you any land more than I sold you, and therefore you have no rights, so I can chop it down.
If you're selling the orchard, essentially, they have good measuring in the beginning.
Right, correct.
They're only buying the land.
Correct. This chopping down, by the way, would have to conform with the rules. At the end of the second paragraph, we said like how high and which kind of trees you can cut down and how high off the ground, etc. But the point is that's the idea. With the plumb line, if you remember, and the okay, that's that. I think it's a paragraph based on Mr. Yud, maybe. Yud Gimel. Paragraph based on Mr. Yud Gimel. Okay. Fine. Va'ole min ha-geza u'min ha-shrashim shalo. Once I've bought the three trees, and I own the trees and the ground beneath them, whatever grows out of the tree's trunk, or the shrush and the root system below, all that shiloh belongs to the tree owner. The mason, if the tree dies, yesh lo karka. The tree owner now has a piece of real estate, so he can replant if he wants to a second time.